Well, Bob and Mary Lana were waiting for us when we came back from working the cows tonight after supper, Monday night, the 8th of March, 1971, Channel 1 Right. Channel 1 Right, this Monday night, the 8th of March, 1971. And Bob and Mary Lana were waiting for us when we got back from working the cows.
I heard a knock. I thought, well, goodness, is the door locked? And I thought, no. Well, that door's never locked back there. And then Drexler said, well, you got company. I thought, who in the world is God saying bringing up now?
Bring them on the
couch. Oh, there's God coming up.
I didn't think so.
We saw your light there, but I didn't know you were out there with him.
Come on here, so Gal have a chair. I'll let you sit on the floor. Well, bless you. I need a pillow. I need more than that, really. Well, we talked about it, and when we looked at our watches, it was so late. And I said, you're not going without your music. And she said, no, that's exactly, I can't go.
It can't take time to look for the music.
No, well, she didn't have time.
Well, I wish you.
Well, and that's nice to see you.
I got.
Well, we just didn't get up here and see what was up.
Yeah.
Well, how have we been missing you? I go by Bob's office every now and then. He's got an office mate now.
Huh?
No.
Well, I'm not there in the afternoon.
I know you're not.
Or somebody using
Kendall's
your office in the afternoon.
I told
him
there in the afternoons?
Yeah, I told him he could come in there in the afternoon. I'm not there in the afternoon.
Just sit there in the morning.
And his office burned up. He needed one.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see him sitting there, and that sort of scares me off. Go in there, you know, if I'd catch you, then we'd have to talk, couldn't talk privately, and that wouldn't be much talk, would it?
Well, his office, Marilyn, said, burned up, and I told him, well, come on over there and use that in the afternoon. I said, I'm not there in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And the fact is, I'm not there on Tuesday to Thursday.
Well,
this Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the morning.
That's where you and Jim Neal used to be.
Well,
you didn't overlap much with Jim, did you?
Not much.
I
heard something may interest you guys. Today I was talking about Phil Bradshaw's going into library work, I think.
Library?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, he's sick
hole.
Of it. And now the run off is right now, if they confine it to the people in our department. Jim Neal, you know, Jim Hodges has resigned.
Yeah.
Effective September. And now it's between Childers and Jerry Langford. Apparently,
yeah.
Unless they go outside.
Yes.
And I'd hate to see Childers get in. And I was talking to
him. Something all the time.
Yeah,
it always goes on and on and on from one thing to another.
Phil Bradshaw, and he's very merry over the fact that he has at best 5 more years and he can't stand any more of this. So he's going into the library.
Oh, okay.
And
what can he do that?
Well, he has a
degree
in library,
science. That's what he is.
Yeah, he has a degree in library.
He was working on his doctorate.
And so they satisfy you. You can go wherever you want to go.
Yeah, you could just
go
teach anything
now,
you want.
Right now, you go anywhere you want
to
go.
Switch to another department.
Yeah.
That's right. If you want.
Is that right?
Yeah. Over there. Right now, on account of the mix-up mess, you know, if you're unhappy with the department, or you can change.
Oh, well,
golly.
That makes it
I could
mess.
Go into anything I wanted, but, and I'm not too happy, but the thing is, it's, I wouldn't be happy in the other place because I wouldn't have the seniority. You know? And,
you got to stay where you are.
The thing about it, though, that
worry
thing
it out.
Me, I thought you might be interested in. Do you have Social Security?
No.
Well, you see, did you go into this 5-year business?
Yeah.
Well, so did I. Now, you'd be interested in this then.
Tell me about it.
Well,
all the information you can do, you tell me about it.
If I teach 3 more years, which I could teach after this,
If he can hold out.
If I can hold out, I don't think I can hold out.
I'm
tired.
So pokey today.
Anyway, if I can hold out, teach 3 more years, that would make
you know, some people go up to office to rest. When they come home, they get wore out.
That's right. That's the way it was me. Anyway, what I was going to say is that you won't be far behind in this same thing that I'm interested in. If we can collect Social Security plus retirement when you retire, why, a great deal more money, you know. And so we'll be eligible for it, except that we won't have quite enough time put up or put in, I guess. Now, you may, I don't know.
Well, you know, I haven't got as much time as you have.
I mean in Social Security, we both have the same.
Yeah.
Only thing is you can teach longer because you're younger.
And
so you may have it by the time, you see. I don't know how much they require for me.
The old man talking
hours.
To the old man.
I have to have 17 quarters and to do it. And so I figured I'd just about almost make it. Now, I have two quarters that they can't find. Went back in the World War II when I taught at the Fort Jackson. And they can't seem to locate that. Well, I paid for it, but...
Well, they lost that. That's been 30 years.
Oh, they'll find it.
Well, he's looking for it now.
he'll find
and
it.
That fellow up there, that good place. Anyway...
They never lose that.
Well, they've lost it so far as I'm concerned right now. I've been searching for it a long time. Anyway, guy, Phil was telling me... I'm getting to the point slowly. Phil was telling me...
Well,
that
you take your time.
I'll do just that. I'll do that. I'm getting old. I can't be heard now.
I've been rushing all day is what I'm trying to tell you. I don't want to hurry now.
Well, we won't hurry. We'll just hold this off a little bit. But this,
I'm pretty sure you're going to
Phil was telling me that that you can teach after you retire here under the state. Now, this is it. Under the state, see, for 500 hours.
After you're 70.
After you retire, you can teach for 500 hours still, you know, and still draw your retirement. So that 500 hours would just about, I think, could be worked out with the Social Security. In other words, after I retire, I could teach quarter time, something like that, you see. And still draw my retirement and teach quarter time and get with Social Security.
Yeah.
And you'd be able to do the same thing.
Well,
God
can get
let's
it
just
Social
say
Security
that at least you could teach would be one class, you know.
One class.
And so long as that pays you as much as $50 in 3 months, which I think they could afford, then we would be eligible to get our Social Security if we could hold out with the one class.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Well,
1 hour three times a week.
Are you going to hold out?
But
know.
I tell you, when you prepared, if you do one,
you know,
and you prepare that one class you prepared, you might as well prepare a dozen because you got it already. I have mine in a little booklet form that I've sat down and worked out so that all I have to do is go by that.
Yes.
Question and answers. I just ask them. I have the answers written out so I can't forget them from quarter to quarter, and that's all it is.
I tell you.
That's right. I got it worked out to
Robert,
the system.
Robert, when I used to be over there next to him, he could talk to me right up from the time he walked down the stairs.
Yeah, I had it all written out.
Yeah.
Question and answer.
And when he got to the when he got over there, he was right ready to go.
All I have to do is answer.
Now that's
notes.
Right. That's right.
Ask a question, read, and then see whether they answer correctly.
Look at your book and see whether they answer.
Well, I that's exaggerating a little bit, Faye, really. But I have it down so that I don't forget, you know. Any time for 5 years later, I want to come back and teach those things, you know. I got it right there.
And then you don't have to put in a whole lot of time. Just
that's right. I've taught it once now. See if I
wade through a lot of stuff.
That's right. This next quarter, I don't have to do a thing, but just use my notes. And then if I teach the summer, teach the same thing, I got it all set. And if I teach the next year, I got it all set. As long as I teach it.
And you see,
they'll change it on me now. They'll change it on me.
Things you teach, that's
they won't. They won't keep it. They soon change it. You know, every quarter.
Oh, they're bad about that.
Real bad.
They won't see that y'all earn your money.
They're real bad about that.
Work.
I'm teaching, and then everything new this quarter, all materials, books and novels and short stories and so forth.
Well,
52,
yeah.
I've read 50 short stories in this thing.
This quarter.
And two novels and 10 more short stories and 10 more for this thing. I have notes out for them.
About 2 more
I work
weeks.
Pretty awful.
Yeah.
But I got it up.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
It is. I worked all during the Christmas holidays. Been working a long time, but I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And then next year they'll change on you.
Yes, but I can still go back occasionally and do something,
you
know.
You didn't have to go long.
Now, I worked up notes on a stranger, and I'm still using those. I worked up about 5 years ago. But you'd be interested in that, the fact that we can teach on 50 hours. You see, I don't know how that works out, babe. 40 hours a week, I suspect, see, would be 160 hours a month.
Yeah.
I guess it counted 160 hours a month. Well, and now do the figure on 10 months. If they figured on 10 months, that would be 1,600 hours, see. So it would be about one-third of that, which would be just about one course, the way I figured, somewhere around one course.
Yeah,
which is the least you could teach.
Yeah.
The guy can be self-employed with his cows. He doesn't have to worry about that.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
And then with your Social
and,
Security.
And get Social Security of that.
You can fill in the rest of your time that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you could get it without any trouble. I'm surprised you haven't had it all along.
I am too.
Because you could. Because actually, see, you could be drawing your retirement to... retire from this,
you know,
at 62,
and
or you retire
right
on
to it, do you?
Tie the other at 62 if you want, or 60.
But you have to make something before you can get Social Security.
You have to report that's something.
Well,
now.
You have to report you have to make $50 every 3 months, as much as $50 in 3 months.
Well,
so long as you report it and pay your tax on it, it wouldn't make any difference whether you made it or not. If it's your business, that's all you have to do.
Unless you make out a different statement in your income tax.
You have to send in a quarterly tax return.
If you say, well, I lost $500 on my cows.
No, you pay. What you do? You guy would just pay himself a salary for keeping this place up for his work on the farm. $50 a month or $50 a quarter.
Sure.
And you have to pay your part of it, and like your employer would pay his part of it, so you have to pay double. But that doesn't amount to much on $50 every 3 months.
No.
No, and it just...
I could pay myself a big salary, couldn't I?
It sets you up for
Social
Security.
Yeah, and then you get more.
You could pay up to, I think it's $300 a month.
Yeah.
They'll allow you.
Well, we may not get but the minimum. Phil said that he wouldn't get but the minimum at that time. Well, I think that's because of he would stop soon. You see, Phil is much younger than we are, and he would stop soon. Then too, we'd get Social Security.
Well,
I mean, medical thing now in the spring. You see, if you went in and went as soon as it opened up, as I did, then after 3/4 was when I went into the oven. He said, well, you get 3/4 and then you'll have both. I have the doctor, but not the hospitalization.
And the Medicare.
And the Medicare. I have the doctor, but not the hospitalization. And that's where, and I need to get that. And then I'll drop out. It's Blue Cross Blue Shield. So it's silly to have both.
Yeah.
Well,
and
that,
you don't use it.
I can't do that.
No, I never
do.
You can't do that?
Well, don't you have to be a certain age?
To do what?
To get Medicare.
Well, you have to be 65.
Yeah.
You can't be 62?
No,
it's 65.
But you have to have so many quarters of, you have to have so much Social Security before you can get it.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, now you can get the you can get the doctor part without the Social Security.
So involved, don't
you? But you can't get the other. You can't get hospitalization. And he said at my age I'd have to have 3/4. Now I don't know what age how that works out. If you're younger, you'd have to have milk waters or not. I don't know.
Who did you talk to, Robin?
I talked to the man down at the Social Security place when I...
Downtown?
A couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
What is that fellow's name? You hear him on the radio often.
Yeah.
I never hear him, so I don't know.
No,
I hear him.
Yeah, neither.
He knows what he's talking about. Now, he's on the track. He's the one on the track of tracing this Fort Jackson Social Security up here. If I can get 2 quarters there, you see, well, I could probably get it when I retire, but just about.
You know, I miss hearing Philip in those old staff meetings. You know, he always came through with something sort of silly. Or, you know.
Yeah.
I miss Philip. And let me tell you, Robert, the C3 office was always a pleasant place to go. There's always some 2 or 3 in there that was ready to pass time day with it.
The secretary,
you know, they had Mildred on, you see. She was best, but from then on, they still had I forget their name.
Anything about how she's getting along.
But they were nice. Well, now, it's just like the rest of them. Now, what in the world happened all of a sudden? They even getting Brazilians and people like that in there. What is the object of putting a Brazilian in the English office? Or Ethiopian, or any of them? Why they got to have all that mixture in there?
Well, okay. They have niggs in there now, and they have lots of niggs. I don't know.
They got to show they're not discriminating.
Well, it's just like all the rest of them. I said something to Freddie about that not long ago. Yes, he said all he did now when he went to the C3 office was get in there.
He's another ousted person, displaced person,
yeah,
because of the fire.
Yeah.
And he's in the office next to me, has a desk. I mean, just sits over there in the mornings. So I talk to him through the cubbyhole occasionally, or sometimes around. He comes around and talks to me, you know.
Yeah.
We have a little where the telephone is, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so he said, I asked him about to. You know, students in my class use ugly words occasionally, those awful SH four-letter words, awful. And in the class, you know, I mean in the speeches. And so I can't say a word. That old hippie they have there who writes the novels, you know,
Harry Cruz,
got up in the lecture and used them. I can't, you know, just that. SOB and the others,
yeah,
all of the others. And why can I can't correct, I can't say, well, you can't use that in my class. Well, look, you have lectures and they use lectures use them. What can I say? Sort of. I thought I might tell Ernest Cox.
Freddie has said this.
That's what I'm getting around. Freddie said this. We're talking about something about it. Like he said, well, he absolutely refused to go to the lectures anymore. He said that it's just disgraceful the way they act there, you know. Of course, they do any way they wish. And, of course, I think the main thing is he feels I do. He just doesn't want to go. He said, well, you can dock my salary, but I'm just not going to them. They don't have to dock mine. I don't go. You know, I went to one. I went to that cruise to see what he had to say, you know, what it's like.
You really picked out a good one.
I picked out one that was really something. And he got up there and he ran it with those words. And the kids liked him, you know, because he talked their language. Good gracious.
Oh, goodness.
No, I'm indebted to Freddie and Phil and some of those fellas. They're nice to see them around.
Yeah. You know. old Freddie's on the he's on the wagon now, though, you know, because he has only one lung, isn't it? One lung or one kidney, something.
One
something.
Lung, I think.
One kidney.
One lung.
Something. Anyway, has emphysema, and he's getting on pretty well, I think.
Yeah,
no, no, but he can't smoke or drink
terrible.
Or any of those good things,
oh.
You know. And so he's rather chastened in his spirit,
well
I think.
Healthy.
And that's quite a new thing. Mr. Paulman. Well, with Phil getting out, my department won't be the same, will it? I really won't.
Jim and
no.
Phil both gone.
It'll just be putting in time,
man. I just don't know how much longer I'll last with it.
You know, let me tell you, Robert, they put me over in that other building over there, and it was right considered of them, and I appreciate it. Got our old office over there, way back there, out of way.
Then they moved in on you, I guess.
No, they're not a soul over there that I can pass the time of day with.
I thought...
Not a soul.
I thought they moved the English office all over there when they canceled the building. You know, they after the fire. I thought they were moving a great many things over in that building.
Well, not too much.
Well, I've never been over there since I used to eat dinner there years ago, 1937.
Yeah.
It's a boarding house there,
really,
and I used to go there and eat my meals over there.
Oh, eat
something.
Yeah.
Ago.
Yeah. Every day at lunchtime.
Yeah.
But you know, I like to go home at lunchtime. I can't stand
yeah,
staying in the office. I stay in there some days.
I can't stand that office either.
When the girl have the
went down to my mother's
office say. Or something, and I don't get out, I just can't stand it.
Don't tell them.
You went out to your mama's?
Yeah, and I was fixing the sink they're taking. I put the washers inside, you know.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get one in. It was a little bit too large, and I was trying to pry it in with a knife. And so I stuck my hand there with the knife. And stuck it in there, you know. And so then I said, well, I guess get the screwdriver for it. And then I stuck the screwdriver in my finger.
Yeah.
Bleeding all over the place.
Yeah,
oh,
I couldn't.
Why, Bob?
And so right there,
yeah.
The bare plate.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, now that's what I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I have all sorts of wounds. Very small.
Oh. Yeah. Well, let me tell you the real thing, the joke on me. Well, those two, because playing, you know, it wouldn't amount to anything anywhere else, but because there I can't play the piano very well. I was trying to play the piano
you
there,
can't
the
play
piney
play
there,
call,
and the finger hurt every time I get it caught in between the cracks, you know, there in the place. And so I stuck this thing around it, and it felt stiff. Anyway, I was out talking yesterday morning to Miss Amy Lee, and I said, well... I got handicapped down there. Stuck myself with a knife and the screwdriver. Grandma came on in after a little bit. I learned from Judy that Miss Emmy at 7:30 the previous night had walked through the plate glass window and got all cut up, and they'd taken her to the hospital and they'd sewed her up down at the hospital. I didn't know a thing about it. I was talking about my two little scratches as if I were, been in a battle or something. Yeah, she walked through the plate glass window.
Well, what
at her house, huh? Well, I almost did that in my house. You just
don't
see it.
Yeah, Roger Ball started trying to walk through ours one time. You know, you turn and you don't realize
that.
Light,
I've done
then
that.
You just go right into it.
I just didn't break. That was
well,
all.
Well, the Perrys had it. That was an outdoor. They had sliding glass doors, outdoors. Well, the Lee's put on enclosed the porch.
Florida room there.
A Florida room. So now in between the Florida room and the living room, they've got this glass. So she jumped up. She's have you ever seen her?
No.
She's
a little tiny thing.
And she
about
got
so
more
high.
Energy than 40,000
yeah.
people. And
she
the phone
ran.
And she jumped and ran through that plate glass.
And had her head sticking on the other side.
And Judy said when she realized what was, her head had gone through and her body was on the other side, but it knocked the whole thing out.
And it took stitches all around.
And said she got one little cut on her neck.
Yeah.
Good.
But it cut her hand and it cut her leg.
It could have cut her head off. That's
said
a heavy
why that glass didn't come down when it was broken and
air between, you know.
Yeah.
It's a heavy glass. Now, mine isn't that fine glass. Mine's just a piece of glass,
glass
up
but
there.
But theirs
was, the door, you see, was a,
it was an outdoor thing.
And
right
two
out.
Glasses with a break between them, you know, the air.
Which
was very good.
Yeah,
I was
yeah,
after
like
showing off with this, Jim. This woman been in the hospital the night before and all calmed up, you know, and never said a word about it. She's standing there and about crippled, you know. Like
she's been down to bring
our
people up.
Been through
up.
Vietnam and all, brought our people up, and here I was whining and complaining about two little old scratches. I felt like an idiot when I learned about that kind of thing.
I go around with a splinter in my finger. You know, one.
That'll drive me crazy.
Yes.
Yeah, just one little splinter down there can cause you all lots of misery.
It really can.
And I sharpened my knife one night and went over there and was cutting something and sliced off the end of my finger. And you know, I took that the longest time. And I
that hurt.
I couldn't type with it.
You know Bob Davis that used to live next door to us?
Yeah.
He had a heart attack about 2 weeks ago, I guess it was.
We
went last week up there to the medical center and went by to see him, and he had open heart surgery.
And he was just cut right straight down, just like the zipper.
And he was lying up in the bed with his cut from about here to here, you know, so
just like the zipper, yeah. It's just so
he was just out of his tent his cab. We didn't
know
what
to
do.
Yeah, just brought him in. 4 o'clock, we were there about
6:37. I guess he's getting along all right. But she said they took an artery out of his leg and put it into his heart. He had one artery that was closed.
Wasn't that something? We'll take an artery out of his leg and put it into
that artery and put this artery out of his leg. Said he had his leg was just about as touched up as his chest.
Oh,
I'm glad they had such hard luck there.
Well, they can put
the oldest one is that Judy's age. Never had such hard luck.
You know all the things that happened to them.
Yeah. That's
Mary called. We weren't at home, but she called and talked to Judy one night. When we got home, Judy said Mary just called and said that Bob Davis had a heart attack, and he was in the medical center, and he was going to have open heart surgery. And Mary said, well, said, I just thought you want to know. Said, you know what I think about him. She thinks he deserved it.
Now, who is the one that has the dogs?
Or Ashmore.
Oh, Ashmore. He's got a dump.
He's got a junkyard dump.
I told kids
right
the other day, I said, we've been zoned
thing
for a dump.
Oh.
Down the middle of his yard, it's locked there.
Cans,
you can see it from the street.
Stuff.
He's got a trash dump. Cans and bottles and all kinds of stuff. And 7 horses, 7 ponies.
What?
He's got 7 ponies out there on that yard. They eat the palm trees almost down to nothing.
They're down to skeletons.
Yeah, that's palm trees.
Palm trees.
They're hungry things.
Yeah.
The little palm trees. Well, they can just barely reach them, and they nibble them off till there's just nothing but the little ends.
I guess you people are sitting up to hear the Cassius Clay and the
no,
Frazier fight tonight.
No,
they
didn't
have to
go to hear the light.
Oh, we can't hear it. It's not on.
Well, it will be. Right after, they're going to report right after each round.
Oh.
Give you
thought,
a play-by-play after the round, not during the round.
Yeah. No.
And so,
I wasn't going to hear it.
We're going to hear as much as we can.
How do you all get such neighbors?
Ashmore was out there before we got there, before we went out.
Oh, no, Ashmore?
Ashmore was over there in that little old corner house. That's where they lived, he and his wife. They lived in the Blaney house before we moved out there, I think. About
the
time
we
moved
out
there.
I don't think so. Not before we
moved. Now, the first time I remember
there was Shelly McKinney and Williams when we went out there.
Oh, well, who
and
lived
Bink,
in the...
Bink was living
well,
there.
Well, Bink, I know, but when Bink left, the Ashmore came
but Bink was there then, I think, when we went out there.
Well, Ashmore's been there ever since
Bink
left.
Well, he has, but...
Well, now, my earliest recollection of him, he had a dog.
Yeah,
he used to have
right
a pack of them.
Yes.
He used to kill cows and all camp cows.
He's got one big dog or one or two out there in the yard now. But he's got the trashiest, messiest place I think I've ever seen.
Nothing but old junkie cars and everything.
You mean those dogs really went out over the country?
Yes, a pack of them and they killed camp cows
and
And it killed people, I mean, tear them up.
They tore our dog up when we had our old pen,
yeah.
And it just tore
it. And saw him up like a football.
Yeah.
He's a very
and
solid
the dog
play,
bit
person.
Some children there that were out at the university place one time. They went to the fence, and those dogs got hold of one of them, and then they got one of the Davis boys and jumped him one afternoon when he got off the bus, and he had an awful time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It just clawed him all up. They had a time with him. They took him to court, but they never could do anything with him.
Yeah,
you see,
right?
He is in cahoots with old Crevasse, and you can't do a thing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
High in cahoots.
Well, he and Crevasse is a nurseman, and they worked something
sort of together.
And
think.
So you can't do a thing about it.
Oh, he's a nurseman.
Who's that?
Crevasse.
Crevasse
well,
is sheriff and nurse, and has his wife has a nurse.
They now have. She runs the
is
nursery.
That
oh,
Crevasse?
Is that
where
it is?
That's his wife. Sheriff Crevasse's wife runs Crevasse's at Waldo Road there.
Yeah, well, it's all sewed up with rotten politics.
They both worked at the, Ashmore still does, works at the university in maintenance and grounds and stuff, and Crevasse used to be there. That was
as
his job.
Charge of maintenance.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
he was
in Crevasse, when I came here, was
he had
always,
charge of
in
it.
Charge of maintenance.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, gee whiz.
And he left there when he was elected, when he got the job as sheriff, left the university.
Well, what do you know? So you know him.
Who is that?
Crevasse.
Well, I know him only.
Know who he is.
Know who he is. I've talked with him. I often give him a couple of pounds in the center. I had to take him if he'd come up and get him, you know, for the university. But he said it would cost him more to come up there and get him. If you take them out and so forth, then it would be worth it to the university. They're beautiful palms, great big things. So we just had to cut them down then, you know, to put the house there. I was looking for a way of getting them out of there.
Yeah.
Well, now
get them dug up.
Yeah.
Has Ashmore quieted down any?
What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
Well,
he still got the one dog and he got the ponies, and he's got his.
I saw another
he's
dog.
He's got a trailer. His trailer's here, and his girlfriend's trailer's here.
Yeah.
They're also mixed up until you
it's
don't.
Pretty
know
immoral
what.
If you want
it,
to get
it's
ground down to
and
it.
Because it's been that way all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You just can't neighbor with them.
No, and then they got all this junk around, and every time any old truck falls to pieces or somebody has a wreck, he hauls it out and puts it on the yard. He sold the front part of it to Landsman, Sherry McKinney's house, and he lives in a trailer. And then Betty, whatever her name is, lives in the other trailer.
Yeah.
But he makes me so mad.
He's got
Tennessee Walker.
I wish she'd get mad enough to let's sell and move. When I retire and move down where it's warm, way down yonder
he's
somewhere.
He's freezing to death. We're wishing he was down in Key West or somewhere.
Really,
Bob?
Where
it's
warm,
it's
cold.
Well,
she goes
to
town on Monday.
Don't go just
oh, she
goes
to
go.
Town on Monday night?
Yeah, she
Monday.
Goes in with Emmy Lee is taking some courses at Santa Fe.
Oh.
Upholstering and sewing and stuff, and so she rides in with her.
Mm-hmm.
And stays up at Jan's until she comes home.
We got to go and get up the spirit for the fight.
Yeah, we got to go.
Bear Lines, sit down and let me look at you.
We got to go.
We haven't seen you so long. We were talking the other day.
Well, I ain't changed the day.
Well,
I ain't changed
the
day.
Did you have a
big
time
up there? Well, I had a...
Get
up, Bob.
I
had a real quiet time. I didn't have to do a thing.
Right.
While you were saying
when I was up at Becky's.
Well, I'm there.
What's that? Tell me about it.
We slept.
You slept.
Well, she went up to Becky's and
I
she
went up
said
to
she
Becky's.
Had a quiet time.
Oh, and I rode all night on the train and I'll never do that again.
Oh,
I tried to talk
to her.
What's wrong?
I couldn't do it.
No, I flew back.
What's wrong with her on the train?
Well, it was just
where you at all night long.
Well, I
it was just as full as it could be.
Yeah, but that was some time ago. You and I are getting some age on us now, and we can't quite
really
sit up all night the same way.
Well, what
you know
you
what
do?
Time I went to bed last night? 8:30.
Hey,
baby, we just waited for the baby to bawl and then fed her and bathed her a little bit and put her back to bed. And no, one day, Saturday, it was a beautiful day and we went for a long, long ride.
Yeah.
All around the Sierra thing.
Well, we're going to go up
that
cool country now.
In Washington.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day. And Sunday was pretty too. It was long.
Gail was off, so he could
he drove
for you.
Mm-hmm.
So you just
was getting all right. We went out grocery shopping Friday night, and she drove.
And the baby's name what?
Lana
Lee. Have you ever heard that name
before? Isn't that nice, Lana Lee?
Somebody told me, and well, that's strange. Never heard of that before.
That girl, Debbie came over there, and she said something about the baby. And she said, what's his name? And I said, Lana Lee. She said, where in the world did they ever get such a name as that? You shut up. Better than Debbie.
And she just got a nice place to live then, and everything convenient.
It's a real nice place. Gerald wants to buy something, though he's not going to stay there. He keeps looking around.
Well, that's right.
He
might as well go on and do it
because
things going on up.
Buy.
He can't.
Well,
but it's a real nice house, but it's
I tell you, if a Democrat gets in, things will really go up for us. And our retirement won't be worth much.
The upstairs, you go up
about
three, four little steps, and the
that's why I'm glad
to
hold on
to
Nixon. He's trying to
curve
it, you know.
He's
just,
to
heat that big house.
Yeah,
to
heat that, it just doesn't stay very warm.
Are they planning just to settle up there? Not see the world anymore?
Well, Gerald will be there for, he hopes, 2 or 3 years anyhow.
Oh, really?
You can't.
But he's already talking about going somewhere. He wants to go to Thailand.
Well, he's good in research, and that's just old desk.
She wouldn't mind going in a couple
Years. What he's doing, Faye, is right now they're doing research in these chicken things, you know, like to see what kind of people trade at these Kentucky chicken and wishbone and all, what kind of people, and whether they can afford it, and whether they're getting the money's worth and all that, doing research in that.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that sort of piddling stuff.
They send these people out in the field to get all these facts, and then Gerald
works the computer.
He doesn't go out in the field on them, but he works.
They send the facts in, and he
try to find out
whether,
you know, what type of people and what income type people buy those things. Gosh, they must have us on there.
And well, they can, that's right, from Wishbone, and see whether they can afford, you know, whether they get the money's worth out of the stuff or not.
In Kentucky.
Well, I never thought about anybody working on that.
Well, now that's
well,
what he's working
they keep,
on
now.
You
know that, that's
all.
Now, Lana, let me tell you, I don't know what I stand it up there, Lord.
Oh, it's an awful rat race.
Ooh, Lord,
I mean,
you want to live up there.
Just think about out here at Shiloh and over there on Walbury. Even with Mr. Ashmore.
Even with Ashmore. Up there you might have 40 million Ashmores.
That's right, yeah.
Yes, but
they're out in a nice section, and he's got some awful nice neighbors.
Well,
he's gone all the time, and he has to leave early in the morning, doesn't get back till 5 or 6 o'clock at night.
What in the world do you want with nice neighbors?
Well, they are helpful. I tell you, they help them out. They lend them beds and TVs and I don't know what all. They didn't have any furniture when they got there.
Yeah.
You know, their furniture was all storage and it was.
You don't have any nice neighbors.
Yeah, I do. I have some right nice
neighbors. You don't even have neighbors.
I do have neighbors. have one next door that won't pick up his garbage. The dog's turned over and it's been out there for
looks
a
like
week.
His
and
looks
I
like
cut,
cash flow's only
I could cut
worse.
Him out every time I go
by. Well, now that's a sort of neighbor.
And I got Mary
that's
in
right.
Door
and
they never
build,
come out, so
they
that's
build
nice.
This
very nice.
Concrete place to keep them from washing their way. Have me up on the cliff.
No, I mean, really, it's so nice. And look what down in Columbia, wherever they were. You see, everything they did was interesting. And they didn't have any good neighbors. Nice
no,
neighbors.
Lord, they were scared to death of those people down there.
Oh, scared of them.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I could survive that very long. I had an office job.
2 years. They were
I wouldn't
there.
Like
nice
that.
Neighbors. I wouldn't like that.
On
well, Gerald
hand,
doesn't have to worry about the neighbors. He's not there. He just has to worry about the people in
well,
the
what
office.
Becky talk about?
Baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. She really was lighthearted when she and Judy were here that night. They were talking about Bogota. That was marvelous.
That's quite an experience with Becky. Bogota.
She talked well.
Oh, it was a show.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be interesting fellow to think about years to come.
It was an experience.
And if he wants
to
go somewhere,
careful.
He'll
he
go somewhere else.
He's going to
he
get there.
I think he'd stay me up there in Washington.
Years, she wouldn't mind going to this place that he was offered a job, but she wouldn't go
I think
they
probably ought
Brazil.
To go out that rat race in Washington.
Bellana?
It's right out on the coast.
What's
on the point that sticks way out.
What's your other
son-in-law's
name?
But she said it was too small.
Henry. And then there's Linda has a
husband named Philip.
Philip.
We got enough.
I don't know what
Philip Jones, Mrs. Jones.
I can't ever get used to that.
I can't even Mrs.
Jones
from Linda. That just knocks me out.
Let me tell you, I haven't seen Henry so long. The last time I saw Henry, he was working for a cigar place.
He still works for him.
Well, let me tell you, does he ever talk about it? That's one of the most innocent things in this whole country. You just meet all sorts of people in that.
Oh, Henry never talks much about anything. When he's around us, he's very quiet.
Well, I haven't been around him. Do you reckon he talks about it around?
I doubt it. He talks
no, he
about sports.
He
likes crazy
sports.
About any kind of sports.
I'm not into sports. I want to know about even
the people. Wit. The people that he meets on his route.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He travels around up there about around Live Oak and back in there. Has a regular route.
Yes.
Then he goes back in the country up in the boondocks.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'd love to go with him sometime.
Well,
now,
that would be interesting.
You suppose being a way I could just
shoot up at a lake sea and
ride around with him sometimes.
I don't see why not.
I live an awful dull life.
I tell you, you must if you want to go up there and travel around the boondocks. But you know, some of these country stores, you run up on some nice, interesting people.
Uh-huh.
Stores anywhere along the route. He stops. Yeah.
Have you ever been to that country store over here, out from
what
Orange? It's called Irvine.
They sell
or something
everything
like
underneath
that.
The
Have
sun.
Have you ever been to that
country
store?
Oh, in the
it's
line of
Irvine,
cigars
like
and cigarettes and candy.
Irvine.
Oh, paper towels.
Or have you been in the country store over there?
I just
barely
been in it. I don't know.
Well, we went over there one day
you know,
and
like,
saw it, and then we see it every week when we go to Tampa
and
Clearwater.
Hair dryers.
Good night.
Yeah,
Bob, what's your
mama
up to now? You haven't. You, or
well,
you told me by was just you mashed your finger.
Well, she's deaf, so sometimes she can't hear the. You can ring her for about 10, 15 minutes and finally you may get on the telephone. She can't hear and then she can barely walk, as you know, and then she can
well,
barely see. And
let me tell you.
What? She get that and
she don't have to have
mouse.
A whole lot of electricity in
the
house.
The moss blew down and so she collected bags
lights.
And bags of moss.
No, I guess I don't know quite what you mean by that.
Yeah.
But Bob's mama, she can get around in the dark. She don't need much light.
She goes to bed early.
Well, she goes to bed about 4:00
Before it gets dark. And then, of course, she's got a light by her bed. She can turn on if she wakes up, you know.
And she wakes up all
She doesn't burn much lights or do much cooking or anything.
Hmm. Well, she cooks all she has to eat.
Well, I know that, but she doesn't, I mean, she doesn't have to cook a whole lot. She doesn't use electricity too much.
Yeah. Well, she has no business being by herself.
Well,
for a while, she couldn't hear the phone for anything.
She just doesn't want to put up with a whole lot of foolishness. I can understand that.
Well, she wants to stay by herself. She feels
well,
like
Lord, if she'd quit praying, I'd be better off. I'd be lots better off if she quit praying and keep out of that old Roberts business. She sends him money. Now, this is a round robin. She sends old Roberts, the preacher, you know, who works miracles.
Yeah.
He had her up there and says, now walk across the stage without your walker there. Well, she does that at home. That was a miracle. Anyway, she sends that old faker money to pray to get, you know, to get meat, what it amounts to go down and work on a house. And I send the money, and she used that money to send the Roberts.
To get him to pray.
To get him to pray to send me down there to work. Oh, God, I swear that.
We could do that lot quicker.
I send her money. She takes the money I send and gives it to Roberts to pray to send me to down there to do the work.
Well, he's not down there.
No, but he
he's
prays
all right
wherever
he
is.
He prays wherever he is.
All you got to do is
send him
in
what
you want
to pray for.
And he prays for
you. And send him money.
You mean long distance? Well,
wherever he happens to be. If he's out in Texas, why you should send him money out there and he'll pray?
No, he was down in Tampa.
He was in Tampa.
He had a great big meeting down there.
And was in Tampa.
I was amazed at something the other day. Did you see that thing in the paper yesterday about him having that healer at the Episcopal Church?
What's that?
You didn't read the paper.
No.
They had
I always miss anything.
It was Saturday, and they said she was an Episcopalian and she was a healer. And she was going to preach and counsel all day up there at the Episcopal Church, and that she was going to have a laying on of the hands.
Is this in Gainesville?
In Gainesville. You have your Saturday paper?
In the Saturday
yes.
paper?
Yes. Look it up.
Lively. Her name was Lively, and they had a picture down there. And said she had been a long, sort of a faith healer sort of a person. And I have never heard of anything to beat that in the Episcopal Church.
Me neither.
Well, I'm sure I wasn't mistaken, but you read it and see.
How long has this been going on, Oral Roberts?
Oh,
Lord, for years. I'm worn out. I'm worn out from that fellow talking to the Lord to send me down there.
Yeah. He
gets me down there, all right.
He gets results.
Yes, he does.
First
my
thing you know,
he's
going to have you in church.
I pay the money out to around Roberts.
She wrote one time. She
give her money to
try to get her, to
pray to Roberts.
We were down
he keeps
there
the money and prays, and the Lord sends me down there.
I
said we were down there one day. She'd been deaf for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear a thing. The phone would ring for hours. She couldn't hear it. So we got home, and she called up about 7 or 8 o'clock and said, you know, I can hear. And she said that Mrs. Brown had called her. That's a friend that goes and takes to get a grocery. Said Mrs. Brown called, and she heard the phone ring, and she answered it. And then she called to tell us. She said, yes. So then she wrote in a couple of days and said, "You will laugh about this, but my faith and Oral Roberts and the good Lord has restored my hearing. Well, it hasn't quite restored it because she goes back into it. It's nerves." The nerve deafness. Sometimes if she gets upset or something like that, she can't hear a thing. And then again, she can hear a little bit. But she said, Oral Roberts. She always gives Oral Roberts credit for it.
Well,
at least keep my brother alive.
Yeah.
Instead of sending, she sends him money too. I'm doing that too, you know. And she's sends. Because she prays for my brother. That takes more money than my money that I send down there. She doesn't get much of it. Brother Roberts gets it. But he keeps my brother alive and he keeps me busy.
cost your mama to pray, don't it?
It cost me for her to, for old Robert to pray. It's very expensive for me.
Well, yeah, you're doing a good work. You're giving it to the Lord.
I wonder if I couldn't take that off my income tax. Some kind of round robin affair.
I never have heard of her.
Oh, Robin.
Yes.
Oh, good Lord, he's got...
Oh, he was on Mike Douglas's show about a month ago.
Yes, for years he's had this healing business. He used to, I know he was in Tampa some years ago and had this child that he was going to make walk or something, and the kid fell down and nearly killed himself, and they sued him, and they said he could never go back to Tampa again, but he has been back there since. But he has these big old tent meetings, and people just get carried away.
He's not.
And they're all nicely dressed people. I've seen on the radio, television.
Yeah.
Well, he protects himself.
But
he protects himself.
I heard this organization out in Kansas City or somewhere, millions and millions of dollars in this beautiful building and all kinds of stuff. He really made the money off of Bob and his friends.
Yeah. Mike Douglas said to him, said, "Now, do you heal people?" He says, "No, I don't do any of that." He said, "What happens is this." He said, "People write to me, and I pray to the Lord, and if it's the Lord's wish, the Lord heals them." That's the way he passes it up, see. They write to me. He doesn't say how much money to send him to do it. Like you heard about the old Irishman said, the father came around till the father did, the captain, and said he wants some money. Said the husband, you know, wanted to get into out of purgatory into heaven. Said, well, and he kept after, and so finally one day said, "Well, I got him all out except one leg. I need $10 more." She said, "Well, if he's that near out, he can drag that leg in."
Bob, let me tell you, before you leave, I won't see you anymore for a month or two. You've got that little old bug that I despise, that little old jalopy out there.
Yeah.
But you know, I...
Well, you and I both are in the same boat. I don't like it very well either.
Well, I know.
We've had more
well,
trouble with that darn car. Oh,
you
have?
I'm ready to get rid of it.
Yes.
You've had trouble with the...
Gosh,
oh,
yeah.
I've had it in the shop every day for weeks.
And always, they don't fix the thing I take it there for, but to break down something else. So next time I have two. And then I take it there for both of those, and they won't fix those, they'll break up something else.
What
I have three. So I just keep it going. I finally got tired of it.
What
are you
going
to do with it, sir?
I don't know. What
trouble
problem?
Have you had with it?
Well, the first place, what took Mr. Birch? Mr. Birch said he does our work for him.
Yeah.
He said your valves need grinding. So the good brother just ground one side, didn't grind the other. And so I still haven't, I took it up there. The signal lights went bad. And so Mr. Birch said, well, they have a map up there, the chart, the way these things go. And he needed another part that they didn't give me up there. See, they especially wouldn't do that. So give me all the material that I'd bought for him to fix it. So I had to go back there. He said, well, you got to go back there anyway. I said, well, I just get them to put it. So that's where I got started. So they fixed the signal light, and then the thing wasn't running. Wasn't running right. So they sent it. He said, get them to put it. It's not, something's wrong. I said, put it through that machine. They can check it. So he just put points and condenser in the week before, and they said it needs points and condenser.
Yeah. They always want to tune it.
Yeah, well.
Well, I didn't think anything ever went wrong with the VW.
Well,
yeah,
I think they used to not, but they sure do now.
And
oh,
so then,
do.
And
yeah.
Then
it's
let it say, well, now you're...
Miles on it.
Just
well, that's nothing, Marilyn.
What?
40.
Well,
no, hers
sorry.
Has 100.
I got
100.
I got 100,000 and 500 or 600 on mine.
On your what?
Ford.
Yeah.
And it runs fine.
And I've never had anything done to
it. Don't ever get another VW.
I'm
sick.
Well,
the car I'm going to get after this is a Mustang.
Judy's car.
Judy's got
Judy's
a good one.
And
Gerald had a nice one. And they just give pretty good service. Marilyn's Ford. I'm going to a Ford.
You know all the little nigger girls that got Mustangs now.
They sure have.
Yes, sir.
Well, they know what was a good thing when they see it. They hear about them. Although, you know, what's name has one, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, Vivian stole a second-hand one from Ridgeway, and they have had most awful trouble with it.
I wouldn't buy a second-hand one, but I'd buy a new one.
Well, let me tell you, I have, you what talk about the VWs. I thought, we just tried these cars here, you know. I thought, well, we'll pay $1,000 and get a good car, and it'll hold up, and all we do is go to combat. Well, sir, these high compression motors, they've got so we can't keep them running. We can't keep them tuning. Yeah. Phase gets a knock, a little click in it.
Why you worry about a little click? I don't pay attention to the click.
Did you ever put an STP in it?
Well, yeah. It just gets bigger. Right. It won't work in this car.
Well,
I had a Ford and it works for that.
It would cost God knows how much to take out all the valves. I don't know how many it had. She said they couldn't tell by, you know, which one it was, so it took them all out.
Yeah.
I said, well, just let it go. And I put STP in it.
No more trouble.
100,500. I have never done anything but put STP in it every now and again.
Well, that's advertised. It's
You know, they tell me down there, they just sit back and say, you drive too slow. You get carbon. Says, you just open it up. I open it up. It just closes up that much more. Mm-hmm.
I know you opened it up. You went by me the other day.
We drive 70 now.
I think that's one reason my car is gone so good, because I do drive fast.
You burn it out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They say
we
you burn it
seven.
Out. Burn the carbon out when you drive it.
That's what they asked me about the VW when they said, you just drive around town in it? And I said, oh, no, I drive it.
Well, you have to drive it fast, too.
Yes.
Yeah, we drive it fast, too.
See, it doesn't matter whether it's a big or little car.
Yeah, you're driving fast.
Well, I didn't know how long you had trouble with that VW.
Oh, well, we've had for now the past month. Well, I think...
It started cutting up
about 2 months ago.
I guess about 2 months ago.
Well,
I got to take it and get some more work done on it. It's not running right.
Right.
So, I spent over $120 on it.
Yeah.
And
$100 is nothing.
That's nothing.
Lord.
That's nothing.
I had the valves. They were wore out.
Mm-hmm.
STP. They were past that. I had them put in, and he did me a favor and just charged me $100.
Well, that's right. He did. They wanted $300 the VW place to put in, fix my valves.
In the VW place.
That's right, $300. I said, well, what, for grinding valves? He said, well, it's 90 to 150 to grind the valves, depending on what it needs. But he said, you can't stop there. He said, you got it down, you got to tighten the bearings, you got to do this. He said, it'll run around $300. I said, you haven't even seen the car. He said, I don't need to see it.
Why, you couldn't get enough mechanics if you had to have another person at that rate.
I tell you, there's one thing to do, and I figured this way. To get a new car and trade every 2 years and let the other person do the work. It'll cost you about the same in the long run. Well, it'll cost you a little more, but...
You
don't have all that worry. Now, that thing has driven me crazy, that old VW.
They'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now
when you start cutting up, you just might as well give up.
Yeah, I tell you, get a new one and drive it 2 years and trade it and let the other man do the work.
You talk about being...
Basically, have women in your house.
you talk about getting hysterical. Why, it would make anybody hysterical to fool with these
cars.
Well,
I can't sleep at night sometimes with these things, between these and the sheriff.
You go down there and pay $20, $30, and $40 for the dad burn thing.
I got to go to court.
Jury trial.
A jury. They want me for jury. I forgot to mail in. I didn't forget. I thought I'd get by without having to mail that thing in. Why you don't need to can't serve a jury, you know?
Yeah.
So they called.
So they sent me a letter.
Yeah.
and for jury trial. So I'm going to call up the judge tomorrow and see if I can't get off. I'm going to tell him that I have, it's the first day of classes, you know, and I'd have to dismiss 70 students if I go
you
up
have to have a bomb planted in the building, you have to dismiss them anyhow.
Well, no, that's another matter.
They frequently do that.
I could say, well, is this equivalent to a bomb? He wouldn't say that, but anyway, the point is, I will try to get out.
How can I get in touch with
he's there tomorrow.
God knows I can't ever get in touch with him. I haven't seen him in about 3-4 weeks.
Oh, really?
Who is that?
Next time I see him, I'll mention it to him, see when he's going to be having a nice, good ride through the country.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Well, have Linda.
Linda's fine.
That's
Ness
fine.
Jones. Her name is
Jones, yeah.
He just can't remember.
Bill gets through, and this term, he's going to finish.
Well, then he's going to
I don't know. He's talking about going to getting a master's.
And she'll teach some more.
She's gonna have. Well, she'll be teaching until June anyhow. Then they hope to come home and spend the summer. I hope they will.
You got a
crick
in there,
huh? Oh, I have one all the time near the say.
Oh,
crick. Well,
what
did
that have?
I don't know.
Well,
you
I do too.
I got. It gets something most nights. I have it.
Well, I
know. I've been working pretty hard
no,
a couple of days trying to get caught up from that
you
week
ought,
I was off, you know.
You ought to have been sitting right there next to that.
No, I don't think it makes any difference.
It does me.
I don't.
Oh,
it's
still so
but
good.
I know I've got it, and I know I can't
turn
it. You know.
Oh, that's
no,
a
come around and see us now.
Well,
not
well,
in
well,
the
maybe
back
of my head.
That's right. That'd be fine.
Yes,
I played tiny today.
You did?
And yeah, I didn't do too well with that last move of the moonlight, but I never do too well with
it. He's still practicing.
Yeah, I enjoy it, though.
Guy, come over sometime. I'll try to check on you a trip through the... Suwannee River District over there, whatever you call it, Columbia County.
You know, the trouble is, my staying power is not as great as it might be. Half a day is better than a whole day for me.
I don't know how his day is run.
I doubt if you could come. He doesn't get back. He starts out in the morning.
He starts out early, I think.
Five
some nights he doesn't get back till, you know, way after supper time, about supper time, and some nights he's through early.
Yeah.
I think.
She's still
wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something? Oh, yeah.
She's
just right in there. When the spring comes and you can ride out
the country. Yeah. With an introduction
all ready for
you.
Well, we surely enjoyed it.
We were playing the other day.
It's the end of the visit, Bob and Marilyn. This is Monday night, the 8th of March, 1971, Channel 1 Right, and the end of Channel 1 Right, up towards 990, Channel 1 Right, and the end of the visit with Bob and Marilyn. This is Monday night, after supper, the 8th of March, 1971. Channel 1 Right, and the end of the visit with Bob and Marilyn. This is Monday night, 8th of March, 1971, Channel 1 Right. And the end of the visit was Bob and Marilyn. We just got back from taking the cows out.
Yeah, well, it was about as good. It got going there at last a little bit.